Hello, my name's Paul. I'm an addict. Hello, everybody. It's a pleasure to speak tonight. When Mickey asked me, I said immediately, I said yes, of course I will. I doubt very much if I would have asked him if I could do it, but you know, it's a privilege. I see it as a duty nowadays to do this stuff that I don't really want to do. Because other people done this for me, and I've got a better life because of it. You know, I first heard of Narcotics Anonymous when I was in a detox centre through PNI service, HNI service, and I'm very grateful, you know, for the message they give me that day. And you know, I heard that as a way out for people for an addict like me, and that's you know, someone that couldn't. I couldn't stop using drugs, and and when they stopped working, I still couldn't stop, and that describes many of my rock bottoms. You know, that horrible place, that horrible feeling of no, I don't want to do this anymore, but I can't stop doing it, and it ain't doing to me what I want it to do. You know, because when I picked up, I was quite young. And I thought, oh, this is it. This is the rest of my life. I'm all right. You know, because I do believe I know myself a lot better than I used to. And I do believe I've had this illness well before I took drugs. You know, I had an empty feeling. You know, it's been described to me as a spiritual malady, and I can understand what it means now. I didn't have a clue then, but you know, I understand now. I was never content. I was never happy. I got a fantastic family. You wouldn't think that if you was in treatment with me, and I was in group, slagging them all off, and it's everybody else's fault. But that's just the self-centered way that I dealt with things. It was everybody else's fault. Nothing to do with me. And like I said, I had a fantastic family, but I was never satisfied with it. You know, anything I ever got, I weren't satisfied. So, and I separated myself from my family from a young age. And when I found that I could just go and buy something, use it, and I feel good inside. I can talk to people. I can communicate. I can get involved. It was the best thing I've ever done. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I had a lot of good times when I was younger with drugs. But like I said, it stopped working for me. And I could never work out why. I knew it wasn't working, and I couldn't stop. I just said, you know, today, like I said, I've learned a bit about myself and a bit about addiction, and I know this, the obsession of the mind. No other thought can penetrate. When I start thinking about drugs, no other thought can penetrate that thought. No other sensible reasoning. the fact that my children. I'm much better off if I don't do it, let's put it that way. And my family, my friends, nothing, no consequence, no nothing can penetrate that. So I know that as an obsession of the mind. And I could understand, you know, that I'm allergic to chemicals. You know, when I put a chemical in me, I don't know when the night's going to end. I don't know when I'm going to stop. I can't stop. And I've been for a few detoxes, and you know, in the early days, I'd go to detox, I'd get the crap out of my system, I'd be detoxed, and so you know, I'm not physically, you know, addicted, but I can't think of nothing else again. You know, I've been clean for periods of time. And I've used the rooms for everything else apart from working the steps and helping other addicts. And I managed one particular time to stay 3 years clean without a program. Absolutely demented at the end of it. It was an absolute relief. Absolute relief for me to pick up drugs after being clean for 3 years without a program. Absolute relief. And and that's knowing exactly where I'll be in 2 to 3 days' time. Exactly. And it was a relief. And I couldn't work all this out. And I've really tried. I've tried, like it says in the readings, I've tried everything. I've tried everything that I could possibly think of. And, the only solution I could ever come up with was going to school on my own. That's all. And that's true. Like, on my own, without the fellowship, without this program, the 12 steps, that's true. Like, that's the only thing I'll ever come up with on my own to make me feel better. And that's how it was for me for a long time, in and out of fellowship, not wanting to do what was suggested. Really, you know, it's I don't believe it's anything to do with the meetings I was going to. I believe, you know, it was me doing it half-assed, wanting the easy way out. Well, still not believing that, you know, there's even though I was more powerful than anything else, really. You know, I didn't have step one. I didn't realise I was powerless. I had no power. You know, I could see my life as unmanageable. You know, I couldn't go to work. I couldn't be a father to my kids. I couldn't be a brother to my sisters and my brother. I couldn't. I just couldn't function. And then this. My illness progressed to a stage where I couldn't even, you know, when I started, I didn't even wash. You know, I was homeless, and you know, and that's how it got me, and it got me there really quick. Every time I picked up, but like I said, I'm here tonight to say, you know, there's a way out of that. If anyone identifies with that, you know, that hopeless state, because I had given up all hope that it was ever going to be any different than this than it was. And you know, I'm here tonight saying I've got a fantastic life now. You know, I'm coming up for 3 years. I'm 2 years, 11 months clean. And almost 2 years of that have been working a program. And that's been the best almost 2 years of my life. Unbelievable. It's beyond my wildest dreams. When people used to say that, beyond my wildest dreams, you know, I know what they're talking about now. You know, I know what they're talking about, and it's very simple stuff for me. You know, it's being content with who I am, not having that whole dictating what I do anymore. You know, and I feel alright. And the way I've done it, you know, I had to get step one. I had to know that I'm powerless, and I'm never ever going to be anything different on my own. It's never going to change. You know, I had to really think about it and know deep down, you know, that I'm powerless deep down. You know, and it's never ever going to be that day that's going to come that everything's going to be alright, which I live with the hope of for a long time. And you know, I found a sponsor, which was a first for me. I tried him before, and it didn't really work. You know, I didn't have the willingness to do what I suggested anyway. And I looked for people. Maybe there was not the right sponsors for me. I've had a couple that, you know, ring me in a couple of weeks' time, or I'll meet you there, and I needed more than that. I need someone that was there all the time, you know, that I could ring every day for that first period. Because I was a year clean, and I knew I was going to use again. I knew it. Deep down in my heart, I knew I was going to use again. So I went to a meeting, and I found a sponsor, and I started doing these steps, and he gave me some suggestions to do. Very simple suggestions, and you know, I started getting results quick, immediately. Okay, yeah. I got them really quick results, and I ain't a stupid man. And if I get results, I'm saying I want to keep on doing it. And that's been as simple as it is, really. I had to bring to the relationship was honesty, open mind, and willingness. And I was that desperate. He asked me if I go to any lengths, and I said yes. and that's what I've done. Anything I need to do, which really is very early on, I found that, you know, it was about me getting away from being selfish and self-centred, doing stuff for other people, you know, and that's held me in good stead. I couldn't work that out before. You know, I didn't want to do nothing for nobody. And, you know, I've taken on responsibility for my recovery. You know, I'm not responsible for my disease, but I'm responsible for my recovery. And that's what I've done. And I work for the steps, and what they've done for me is, you know, clear the records of my past. I can look people in the eyes. I don't owe no one any money anymore. I've made some amends to people, and some financial amends to people. And that's where I found real, true freedom in this program. You know, to be able to look people in the eyes now. You know, I take responsibility for my life, and you know, I go work. I can work now where I couldn't work before. And I'm a good son. I'm a good brother, and I'm proud to be a member of this fellowship, because I see it save lives. I see it turn people's life around on a weekly basis. You know, I go to meetings every week, and I see it making a difference in people's life if, you know, they put the work in. You know, and I'm grateful for this fellowship. And it's been the best thing I've ever done in my life. And you know, if you're a newcomer, or like me, once when I was coming to meetings, I was a suffering addict. You know, like I said, there's a way out. You know, get hold of someone who knows that's been through this work, and do what they've done, and you get what they got. And it's like I said, it's been a pleasure. I've got nearly run out of time. Well, yeah. See, I am a man of few words, you know what I mean? Because it has been very simple for me, really simple. And because if it wasn't simple, I wouldn't do it, because I'm a lazy fucker as well. You know, it's been very simple, and I've got results really quick, and that's what I needed. And like I said, I'm here for any newcomers or any people struggling, to say there's a way out. You don't have to do this. And I've lost friends, close friends, to this illness. You know, so I take it really seriously. And I know how close I've come many times to being one of them people. So I take this stuff really seriously. But I enjoy my life, and I have a right good laugh nowadays. You know, I enjoy life. And it's all down to this program, and getting in touch with an higher power, which my sponsor promised me to do for me. He helped me through the steps. That's all he won't keep me clean. He took me through the steps. He said, that's going to get you connected to a power that helps you stay clean for the rest of your life. And he ain't sold me short so far. It's been fantastic, and I think I'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.